empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Hola, Marty. Vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
The second hour of today's show with No Name 2.0. Yeah, that's right. An hour has gone by already. Damn. Where is this time going, folks? Holy guacamole. All right, well, let's see what we've got, folks. We've got so much still to do on today's show we're going to take a look at a little challenge here on Twitter. And this is going to be a tough one, guys. Really tough today. It's time for today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is.
That's right, folks. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with No Name. And this is where we look at words with double meanings. Sometimes triple. We've already seen a few, right? Of course we have. We've seen a few just by looking at the different sections, right? Which ones I'm... Oh, just thinking here of the body, right? Knuckles, brass. No, well, no, knuckles tampoco es... Well, we've seen a few double troubles today, either way. All right, guys, but this one's going to be really tough. I'm just warning you now. Okay, here we go.
No le digo que le robaste su protector labial. Soy una tumba.
So, think about body parts. Guys, you see my theme? Think about body parts. All right, I'm giving you a big, big clue over here. If you guys know the answer, you can participate on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. Remember, also on Facebook. We don't participate very much on Facebook, but Fridays you have the Facebook Live Plus, I put content on there as well. But for the show, in order to participate in the show, it's the app, la aplicación, and Twitter, okay? Y ahora vamos a mirar lo de la app también. Okay, let's take a look. I won't tell her you stole anything. Mr. Houses, I think in your effort to be very fast, you're putting Spanglish. Has puesto me, M-A-E. That's not a word in English, right? So guys, remember, if you're first and it's wrong, it's no good. No cuenta. Remember? We got to get it right. I know, I'm sure it was a typo, Mr. Houses, but... be careful here. Also, your first word over here is... has puesto lipstick. Now, lipstick... Lipstick is something that you wear. And, well, guys, let's put it this way. Well, guys do. Some guys wear lipstick. ¿Qué digo? Lipstick usually puts color on your lips. Let's put it that way. Right? So is that protector? Bueno, I guess it could be, but there's a more specific word we would use there. Right? So lipstick, remember, is like when you think of red, when you think of like colors, that's lipstick. Right? Lipstick. But I'm talking about the one when you go snowboarding and you want to protect your lips from the wind, right? And from the sun, right? What is that called? Because it's very different. I don't wear lipstick, but I always use this other stuff, right? This Vaseline-based stuff. You call it cacao, I think is one way you say it. Cacao labial, protector labial, right? So careful, a lot of you are putting lipstick. It's not the right answer. Lipstick is something else. If you had to do it on a test, that would be wrong. Right? Lipstick is something to paint your lips red or whatever color you want. And the other one is something to protect. So careful with that one. Let's see, Express. I don't tell him. I don't tell him. No, es que no suelo decirle. So Express, your grammar is off there, right? Right? Because here it's no le digo. Sería no le diré, no. Pero en español, I think no le digo. But in English, it doesn't sound right. So, no suelo decirle esto. So, See, sometimes, guys, you can't just put grammar on top of grammar. Decir, este es presente aquí, pues va a ser presente aquí. No. Porque mira el caso de qué haces. ¿Qué haces? Is what are you doing? Pues lo decís, si tú traduces qué haces en inglés, it's what do you do, y es a qué te dedicas, ¿ves? Si ahí directamente no podemos poner un tiempo verbal encima de otro. ¿Por qué no? No siempre usamos el mismo, right? So, hey, but good tries, guys, good try. Let's see, there's Miguit. I won't say you took away lipstick otra vez. Oof. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. Whoa, I had to go through a lot of them. He tenido que pasar muchos para tener uno. Perfecto. Ladies and gentlemen, Ángel Fernández. Okay. Also, Borja. Let me see if I can find top three over here. Borja. Okay. And Miguit got it as well. All right. So let's take a look at this one. This one gave you guys some trouble over here. All right. So I won't tell her or him, right? Protector labial. No, it doesn't matter. So I won't tell her. I'll say her. I won't tell her porque luego tiene que hacer juego el otro her. I won't tell her you stole her. Right? Her es el posesivo de ella. Right? I won't tell her you stole her lip balm. Como balm. B-A-L-M. Balm. La L casi no lo pronunciamos. Lip balm. Sí, no decimos lip balm. Es una L muda. So, I won't tell her you stole her lip balm. Now, in the United States, we call it as well, we call it chapstick. Now, that's because of the brand, la marca. And chapped es cuando tienes los labios secos. Así que, sabiendo cómo lo llamamos en Estados Unidos, nombre típico, como Kleenex, ¿no? Pañuelos. You gotta be careful because, sure, we all say, we don't say Kleenex, we say tissues. But we know what Kleenex are in the United States. It's a brand, right? So, I won't tell her you stole her lip balm. No, balm is bálsamo, I think, right? Lip balm. I won't tell her you stole her lip balm.
En la segunda parte, ¿soy una tumba? We say my lips are sealed. We don't say I'm a tomb in English. I've never heard people say I'm a tomb, right? But we do say my lips are sealed. Mis labios están sellados. O sea, de mí, nada, nada, right? So there it was. The word that we doubled up on over there was lip. Lips, right? So, no le digo que le robaste su protector labial. Soy una tumba es, I won't tell her you stole her lip balm. Now, some of you put lip gloss. También puede ser. Now, gloss tiene un poco de, no es mate, no, tiene, brilla un poco. But also, there are lip balms that are glossy. So people say, otra vez en Estados Unidos, chapstick, because if your lips are chapped, C-H-A-P-P-E-D, then you'll need chapstick. Lip balm or lip gloss. Now, a mí me suena más lip gloss como algo. That's the difference, too. Lipstick is a beauty thing, right? It's about looking good. It's about, you know, wearing makeup. The same thing with lip gloss. Es para que te brillen los labios. But lip balm is to protect it. See what I mean? One of them is an aesthetic thing, and one of them is, well, something that you would use if you don't want to have chapped lips, right? So there we go, ladies and gentlemen. And David says, soy una tumba. ¿Qué he puesto? Normalmente es, soy una, ah, yep, there's my fat fingers too, David. Thank you. Right back at you. David, te voy a devolver una. Soy una tumba. Lo bueno es que lo leí bien. I read it correctly. Porque claro, esa es obvia. El de mapa confunde. Un mapa. El agua, la agua. That's a pain in the ass. Thanks for the agua one, guys. We really appreciate that one. Us guiris. Que no decidís. Es el y la. Thanks a lot. Thanks. So, I won't tell her you stole her lip balm. My lips are sealed. No le digo que le robaste su protector labial. Soy una tumba. All right. Good job to everybody who figured it out. It was a tough one. All right. Let's go over to the app right now because we have an active challenge. And, guys, I'm crying right now. I am really, really crying because 83% of you got it wrong. Now, normally, I say, no applause, Nacho. 83% of you got it wrong. Normally, I say 83% of you got it right. What happened, guys? Me pitan los oídos are, the expression is, my ears are ringing. Como el teléfono, ring, ring, ringing. Lo vimos ayer. So the correct answer was, we were talking about you. Estábamos hablando de ti. We were talking about you. I'm sure your ears were ringing. Okay? And, wow, man, only 17% of you guys got that one right. What happened? What's going on today, guys? Oh, man. I don't know what's... Are you guys sure you're okay? Did you guys take your medicine this morning? Your English pills? Oh, man. I think this is one of the lowest figures I've ever seen. We were talking about you. I'm sure your ears were ringing. Seguro que te pitaban los oídos was the correct answer. All right, Nacho, let's give him another one. And let's hope that, man, you guys, here's where you redeem yourselves, right? Esto es donde hay que amendar. This is where you're going to make up for blowing it, cagándola, en la última, in our first challenge. So, guys, don't let me down. Seriously, today you're making me nervous today. A lot of silly mistakes here, you know, and I expect that from beginners. But I know you guys, if you're listening to my show, you're not really a beginner, at least listening wise, because I talk a mile a minute. You know it, right? Como le dije a Richard. Richard said, you talk too fast. I said, I got a lot to say. Tengo mucho que decir. Y solo me dais dos horas. All right, so here we go, guys. Good luck. Please, let's flip the script. Let's make it 80-20 in favor of 80% of you getting it right. Okay, so here we go. This is a very short one, but it's a great one. And I said it before, que las cosas se aprenden lentamente, pero seguro, ¿no? I think you say sin prisa ni pausa, ¿no? Que no vas con prisa, pero sigues, ¿no? Seguro, ¿no? So, here it is, guys. Fill in the blank. Very, very common expression. And it's when you get frustrated, we use this one. Cuando te frustras en el proceso de aprendizaje. You say, oh, man, I'm never going to get this. Pues tu amigo, somebody who's, you know, they're cheering you on, animándote, is going to say, hey, man, don't worry. Slowly, but. Buscamos un adverbio. Adverbios son las palabras que acaban muchas veces en L y Y. En español, mente. Se aprenden fácilmente. Easily, right? Lentamente, slowly, right? Rápidamente, quickly, quickly, right? So guys, I'm looking for another adverb to go into this sentence to finish it. It's a very short and sweet expression, but we use it a lot in English. So guys, good luck. Slowly, but... I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Oye, pregúntale al mago del sombrero y la barba blanca, ¿qué es eso?
Mago blanco, ¿qué es eso que se acerca?
Es algo muy grande, algo muy antiguo que estaba olvidado, pero que siempre vuelve. Un monstruo terrible.
¿Qué es?
Es el sentimiento de culpa del mes de septiembre. Es esa sensación de que ha pasado otro año y tu nivel de inglés sigue igual. Ese remordimiento de septiembre es el típico me tengo que poner.
¿Septiembre? ¿Pero qué dices? Si aún estamos en verano.
¡Está llegando! ¡Corred, insensatos!
Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y empieza ya a mejorar tu inglés con el método Vaughan. Unas clases que te retan y te sorprenden para que saques lo mejor que llevas dentro y mejores de verdad tu inglés. Vive en persona la pasión de los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama a 91-133-5833. Do you Vaughan?
Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
La, 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 la. That's right, folks. We're here on the show with No Name 2.0. Well, Borja says, cheer up, man. Anímate. Oh, I'm fine. I'm in a great mood. I just, man, just a little bit. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to hope that Borja's right. Voy a esperar que tengas razón and that there's a problem with the app. No, Nacho. Wink, wink. Guiño. I'm hoping. I hope there's a problem. Espero. I hope there's a problem with the app today, right? Because if not, what's going on, guys? Get with the program. Ponte las pilas. Get with the program. We're not going backwards here. We're going forwards. Nos vamos hacia adelante. Manuel says, what a scolding. Vaya bronca. Hey, Manuel, you know, I'm just half joking. Estoy medio de coña. But, hey, I'll tell you something. I understand what Richard means when Richard goes ballistic. Se le va la pinza a Richard. And he goes ballistic. I know it. I don't very often, but when you hear people is 5 million times, you start to get a little frustrated. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand. I know what he's going through. Right. And, but don't take it personal, guys. I'm just doing my job. I can't always be the cool, funny teacher. Sometimes I got to be harsh. I got to be strict or else you guys, maybe you'll get lazy on me. All right. Well, folks, let's hope
Vamos a esperar. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that our last challenge on the app was just a fluke. Now, a fluke es algo que pasa por casualidad. Fluke, casualidad, algo que chiripa, dice aquí, de chiripa, como ahí ha pasado. Let's just hope that that was a fluke, F-L-U-K-E, fluke. All right. And, well, as I said, this is where you guys have, a chance. Ah, ves, ahora estamos en 84. So is the app fixed? Ya funciona la app, okay. I'm just being sarcastic, guys. But, what's going on? Es lo que estoy acostumbrado a ver. La mayoría verde y un trocito rojo. Right. We call these, de hecho, los quesitos, you call them quesitos, estos que dicen 10% total, 90%, que siempre vienen en estos grafismos, ¿no? En internet. We call it a pie chart. Now, pie como una tarta. Porque escoges un trozo de tarta, ¿no? Makes sense. A pie chart. Para vosotros veis los Babi Bell. Nosotros vemos un American pie, un apple pie, es lo que vemos. Pero la idea es igual. Right, so we call it a pie chart. And normally I see this pie chart, most of it's green. And at the first question, most of it was red. So I'm not used to seeing that, guys. You'll have to forgive me. No estoy acostumbrado a ver tanto rojo aquí. All right. So, there we go, folks. It's, so here's your chance to turn things around. It looks like you're doing it slowly, but, dinos qué es ese, que nos falta. En esto. All right, so let's take a look at what we've got going on. Nacho, what do you feel like doing? We did name that lyric. I know what we can do. We can take a look at today's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, that's right, you know it, folks. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got so much to go still over here. And, well, here we go, folks. It's time for today's Name That Movie. Let's see, Express says, I thought my ears are ringing was used mainly when you have an issue with your ears, and my ears are burning was the idiom. Well, no, I wouldn't lie to you. No te voy a mentir, Express. If I told you, I say, at least in my area, yo no soy británico. I don't know what they say. But I can tell you in my area, we say, man, your ears must be ringing. Okay? And yes, it can be because you have something wrong with your ears, right? It can be both in English, or someone's talking about you. Remember? This is a review, guys. And your ears are burning. I've heard it. Your ears are burning. Let's take a look. Ears are burning. One is being talked about. Yeah, so burning. Pero even if you put burning, guys, that wasn't the one I said, right? Remember, we're reviewing stuff that we looked at? I never said my ears are burning, even though it is an expression. So you can't use that as an excuse, guys. The burning, ringing. I said yesterday, your ears are ringing. Es como yo lo diría. So burning is correct, but the app only accepts one answer, and that's the one I gave you yesterday. Okay? Any questions? And Express says, I couldn't listen to the whole program yesterday. Well, that's unfortunate. But, the one we looked at, your ears are ringing, right? And what I'm seeing here is burning también se puede decir. Pero el que yo os dije es your ears are ringing. Your ears are ringing. And, all right, guys, let's keep moving along then over here. It's, what were we doing? Oh, Name That Movie. Eso es. Ves, me distraigo. So many things open over here. The app, Twitter, that sometimes I get lost, guys. Remember, I am a man. I can't do too many things at once. All right, here we go, folks. It's today's Name That Movie. And as always, I'm going to give you, a little scene from a movie and you guys tell me the name of the movie. Here we go. I think people place too much emphasis on their careers. I wish we could all live in the mountains at high altitude. That's where I see myself in 5 years. How about you? Oh, I agree. I just like to go with the flow, see where it leads me. Well, it's led you here. Of course, it's about 1,000,000 miles from where I started out in college. You weren't in broadcasting or journalism? Mm-mm. Believe it or not, I studied 19th century French poetry. What a waste of time. I mean, for someone else, that would be an incredible waste of time. It's so bold of you to choose that. It's incredible. You must have been a very, very strong person. All right, so it's obviously somebody who insulted someone, right? Somebody who insulted someone, and then he realizes, oop, man, yeah, I've just put my foot in my mouth. And he's trying to fix this situation, right? And let's see if anybody knows it on Twitter. Okay, yes. Wow, you guys are freaking fast, man. Holy cow. Elena's telling me the app is on the fritz. Me encanta tu expresión. Dale un totally native, por favor, Elena. The app is on the fritz. No fits, pero fits sin añadiéndole una R. Right? Fritz. On the fritz es que va mal. Elena, as I always say, and as I've just done, if you just mention me, then Vaughn Radio and Grupo Vaughan will not see it. So, guys, if you want to tell me, there's nothing I can do right now, unfortunately. But if you want to tell me and you really want to make sure it doesn't fall on deaf ears, porque luego yo me voy de aquí, se me olvida, and I got a million other things happening, make sure you mention Vaughn Radio or Grupo Vaughan. This way, they're aware, consciente de ellos. Because, again, I can't help you. I don't know how to fix it. I don't even know how it works. So, here we go, folks. Our top three for today's Name That Movie: Express, Borja, and Miguel. Nice job. All right, the movie is Groundhog Day. Now, a groundhog. You know what this is? A groundhog. Marmota. You say a groundhog. Now, I don't know if you call it Día de la Marmota o tenía otro nombre, ¿no? El día que se repite. I don't know. Maybe you do call it Groundhog Day. Well, this is a movie starring Bill Murray. Very, very funny movie. In fact, all of you said the same. Borja says, best movie ever. So I see that you guys are fans of this movie. And, Bill Murray is just Bill Murray, man. He's just Bill Murray. He's awesome. All right, so let's take a look at the dialogue from this movie. Well, actually, if we take a look at the dialogue, we're going to have to go to a commercial break. Well, let me tell you a little something about the movie, and then when we come back, we'll take a look at the dialogue going on in the movie. Now, the German title of the movie, the German title of the movie is Und Taglich Grubt das Murmeltier. I don't know if I pronounced it correctly, but the translation is The Groundhog Greets Every Day. Saluda todos los días, la marmota. And, this is because this is a humorous, a funny German proverb, right? It's a saying that they use in Germany. So in Germany, they said, bueno, vamos a usar esta expresión ya que lo tenemos en uso. So there you go, guys, learning some German expressions. The groundhog greets every day. La marmota saluda todos los días. Que es Und Taglich Grubt das Murmeltier. O algo así. All right, guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso, y esos años no te los va a devolver nadie. Pero tenemos una buena noticia. Tus hijos no tienen que pasar por eso.
Apúntalos a Club Junior. Aprenderán con un método ameno y exigente que les motiva y despierta sus ganas de aprender inglés. Vence a los antiguos métodos con Bauga. Tus hijos tendrán la oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
¿Do you Baugan?
Me licencié hace 4 años en la universidad. Al año hice un máster, después otro. Además estoy acabando el doctorado. Pero ayer no pasé un proceso de selección por no saber inglés.
¿Te suena esta historia? Ocurre todos los días. El inglés es fundamental para progresar en tu vida laboral en todos los sectores. ¿A qué esperas para aprender inglés de una vez por todas?
Máster en inglés profesional Vaughan. Tu solución definitiva.
Sin Vaughan.
Venga, Manolito, que tienes clase de inglés. Manolito, vamos para el coche.
¿Con Vaughan?
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre. Y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Vaughan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
the show. No show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0. We're looking at today's Name That Movie. And well, folks, excellent stuff. Atrapado en el tiempo. Iñaki and Borja say it's atrapado en el tiempo. In Spain, in Chile, Argentina, and Venezuela, it's Día de la Marmota. And in other countries, Hechizo del Tiempo. Yeah, so they just couldn't agree there. So, and in German, well, something that's totally different, a very common expression in German. All right, well, let's see, our top three, I already said Groundhog Day, you guys got it. All right, let's take a look at the dialogue over here. So Phil, played by Bill Murray, says, I think people place too much emphasis on their careers.
Creo que la gente pone demasiado énfasis en su vida profesional.
Be careful. Career is not tu carrera que estudias. That's your degree, right? So careful. People make that mistake all the time. It's one of the big false friends. And this is the kind of mistake you could make in a job interview, right?
Los grandes en entrevista de trabajo, el currently versus el actually, right?
El career versus degree. So careful. Careful with these because you might not get the job if you make the mistake. And those are two big ones over there. Because I think people place too much emphasis. Now, emphasis in English is M-P-H. Tiene P-H, right? No es con F. Emphasis. Con M. E-M-P-H-A-S-I-S. So I think people place too much emphasis on their careers. I wish we could all live in the mountains at high altitude. Mountains. I wish we could all live in the mountains at high altitude. No?
Altitud. Alto.
That's where I see myself in 5 years.
Ahí es donde me veo yo en 5 años.
Very common question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, in 10 years, in the future, right? And he says, how about you?
¿Y tú qué?
You can say, what about you or how about you?
Ahí vale el what o el how.
¿Y tú qué? How about you? What about you? And Rita says, oh, I agree.
Estoy de acuerdo.
I agree. Not I am agree, sino I agree. Right?
No estamos de acuerdo, somos de acuerdo. We agree, punto. Right? So, okay, I agree. I just like to go with the flow. See where it leads me. Now, to go with the flow es seguir la corriente. Literalmente, ir con el flujo del agua. Right? Donde fluye. So, fluir is to flow. Right? The water flows, the river flows. You'll hear this in a lot of music. It's poetic. The word flow. Energy flows. Right? You need to know this word if you don't use it. Flow. Not Florentino Fernandez flow. Flow, F-L-O-W. So go with the flow, que es un temazo de Queens of the Stone Age, es seguir la corriente, right? And see where it leads me. Y a ver dónde me lleva. Nosotros usamos el verbo liderar. ¿Dónde me lleva? ¿Dónde me trae? If something's leading you, va por delante. Te está llevando, right? Lead the way. Demuéstrame el camino. Right? So if somebody's leading, van por delante, right? And I'll see where it leads me. A ver dónde me lleva este río, ¿no? Talking about go with the flow. It's a, right? I'll see where it leads me. Veo dónde me lleva. And Phil says, well, it's led you here. Te ha llevado hasta aquí. Lead, led, led. Right? Lead, led, led. Es la conjugación. See where it leads me. Well, it led you here. And she says, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Es sí. No? Mm-hmm. Of course, it's about a million miles from where I started out in college. She says, por supuesto, es un millón de millas desde donde yo empecé en la universidad. Now, careful, there's another big one that you can make a mistake on when you're going over your resume, cuando estás repasando tu currículum en una entrevista. College, no es colegio, it's universidad. So, she goes, of course, it's about a million miles from where I started out in college, de donde yo empecé en el instituto. And then Phil says, you weren't in broadcasting or journalism? Now, journalism is periodismo. So you weren't in broadcasting? Now, broadcasting is emitir, emisión, ¿no? Broadcasting, radiodifusión, bueno, comunicación, ¿no? Broadcasting is radio and TV, ¿no? So ciencias de la información, comunicación, it says here, is broadcasting. And the other one is journalism. Dilo conmigo, es un ismo, ism, right? Ism, journalism, nationalism. Right? Catholicism. Catolicismo. Catholicism. Right? Communism. Right? A lot of isms. Do you know how to pronounce them? Es como, como si te gusta algo de comer. Ism. You weren't in broadcasting or journalism? She says, uh-uh. So, uh-huh, es sí, uh-uh, es no. Uh-uh. Believe it or not, I studied 19th century French poetry. Yo estudié poesía del siglo XIX, francés. And sure, now he's like, he's not taking that as a serious major, as a serious degree, como una carrera seria, you know? So he laughs at her, se ríe de ella. He laughs at her, right? And says, what a waste of time. Vaya pérdida de tiempo. And then he realizes by her reaction that was not the right thing to say. That was not the right thing to say there, right? So, yeah. So then he tries to backtrack. He tries to fix it, you know, to make up for it. I mean, that we looked at that word before. And he goes, for someone else, that would be an incredible waste of time. Para otra persona, sería una pérdida de tiempo increíble. He says, it's so bold of you to choose that. He's turning it around. He's flipping the script now. And bold is atrevido. Valiente. Audaz. I love this word. Bold. Además, I said negrita. Cuando estamos hablando de documentos Word. ¿No? Escrito. La palabra escrita. Bold. So bold. Atrevido. Piénsalo. El bold, la negrita, sobresale sobre el resto del texto. ¿No? Es el que es atrevido. Mira, yo soy este que tienes que mirar. Think about it. A lo mejor es por algo así, ¿eh? So negrita, but también valiente, audaz. Yo soy el que sobresale aquí, en este documento, en este párrafo, right? So bold. So be bold. In life, you have to be bold, I think. So he says, what a waste of time. I mean, for someone else, that would be an incredible waste of time. It's so bold of you to choose that. Tan audaz, tan, you know, tan atrevida.
He says, it's incredible. Now, careful, this word, I know you guys use it a lot, but everybody says incredible. And it's incredible. Esa E no suena como una I, suena como una A. You don't know how many times people say incredible. Incredible. No, incredible. Incredible. Say it with me. If you're going to use the word, incredible. 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 No, incredible. Right? No es I latina. Es una A. Incredible. It's incredible. You must have been a very, very strong person. So I think he did okay, man. He turned it around. He realized that he had insulted her with that comment, and he said, okay, I've got to fix this. Tengo que arreglar esto. Yeah. And, well, it's a funny scene from a great movie, Groundhog Day. Now, everybody knows Bill Murray played the lead in the movie, but there were other actors that the producers were looking at. Now imagine, I want you guys to imagine Día de la Marmota o Atrapado en el Tiempo, Groundhog Day, with these actors instead of Bill Murray, okay? Let's see, Kevin Costner. ¿Te imaginas, tío? Atrapado en el Tiempo con Kevin Costner. Are you fucking serious? Thank God that didn't happen, right? Dances with dances with groundhogs. Baila con marmotas. El mashup. El remix ahí. Oh, man. So, yeah. Kevin Costner. You ready for this one? Mel Gibson. Not Gibson. Gibson. Mel Gibson. I could not imagine. Now, he's more of a comic actor than Kevin Costner, but nope. I can't see it, man. Harrison Ford. Yeah, but he's not as funny. Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford. Nadie se lo quita. He's Harrison Ford. He's Indiana Jones. He's Han Solo. That's Harrison Ford, and he's got much more roles as well to brag about. Alardearte. Right? But I don't think he's right for the part, Harrison Ford. I think Bill Murray was perfectly cast. Another one, Robin Williams. Okay. Okay, now, you know what? You'll convince me more with Robin Williams than with Kevin Costner or Mel Gibson. Definitely. You know? So, yeah. And a couple more. Let's see. Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin? Really? I mean, he can be funny at times, but he's not really a comedic actor. And, of course, the king of the 80s, Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal as well. So can you guys imagine that movie if one of those guys had been cast as the lead instead of Bill Murray? Now, Bill Murray's a very interesting individual. In fact, he's got his own cult following, you know. Bill Murray, he's just so weird. It's tan raro. But we love him. I think people love Bill Murray. But I heard he's not easy to get along with. No es fácil llevarte bien con él. Mm-hmm. And in fact, during this movie, Bill Murray was going through a divorce. No Murray, Murray. Bill Murray was going through a divorce. And, he was just, he was having a hard time. And he was calling Harold Ramis, who was one of the producers. Also, Harold Ramis was one of the Ghostbusters with him. And he was calling Harold Ramis nonstop. I mean, Harold Ramis's phone was ringing off the hook. Usando otra expresión con ringing. Ringing off the hook. Que sonando sin parar. Right. And sometimes in the middle of the night. And so finally, Harold Ramis sent one of the writers over to sit down and talk to Bill Murray and say, guy, this has got to stop. Esto tiene que pasar. I know you're going, esto tiene que parar. I know you're going through a hard time, but, man, we got to get this movie done, and you can't keep bothering everybody with your personal problems. Well, Bill Murray took that personal. And he said, oh yeah? Well, then fuck you guys. Just then. Right? F off. F you guys. And, they had a falling out. And Bill Murray, a falling out is una pelea, una discusión. And Bill Murray stopped speaking to Harold Ramis for several years. And you know what? This isn't the only feud that Bill Murray has had. Bill Murray has had his share of problems with directors, with some of his co-stars. But you know what? He's Bill Murray. And I'll tell you something. He has reached iconic status. Like, you know, Chuck Norris now. Chuck Norris, tal, puede hacer. But Bill Murray's there, man.
And he's a weird dude. Es raro, es raro. I think that's why everybody likes him. Everybody, pues ese, yo soy tan raro como él, o no tan raro como él, y te quedas mejor. Right? So Bill Murray, pronúncialo conmigo, que no es Murray. It's Murray. Murray, Bill Murray, and the movie is Groundhog Day. And thank God, as we've just seen, that Bill Murray was cast in this role and not one of those other actors. All right, well, guys, I think we can solve our challenge on the app. Now we're talking. Ahora sí. Ahora sí. Now, a lot of you guys were telling me, oh, but ringing, can you say burning? And yeah, you can say buzzing, too. Pero la app acepta una. La que dije, ringing. Right. So, yes, you can say my ears were burning, my ears were buzzing con doble Z, or my ears were ringing como tit-tit-tit. Algo me ha dicho, algo me ha sonado ahí que me ha dicho, me están hablando de mí. Right. All right. So this one, though, you guys have done a better job. Excellent job. In fact, 81% of you guys got it right. Slowly, but surely. Poco a poco. Slowly. But surely, right? Slowly, but surely. Y fijaos, ese sure, S-U-R-E-L-Y, se pronuncia como si fuera una H ahí también. Si habría una H ahí. Surely, slowly, but surely, right? Surely. All right? Now, some people say surely, and some people say surely. Más como nombre de mujer. De hecho, if you've seen Airplane, aterriza como puedas, hay un chiste siempre. He says, Shirley must be joking. He goes, I'm not joking, and don't call me Shirley. Y deja de llamarme Shirley. So se puede poner Shirley or Shirley, right? He oído las dos, okay? Slowly but surely. Es lentamente, pero vamos, constante. Slowly but surely. And that's how you have to learn. If you're in a rush all the time, si vas con prisa, you don't really get things 100%. So it's good to take your time and learn things. And everything's different too, guys. You know, some things you'll learn faster. Some things are harder for you to get, but that's life. That's with everything. That's with math. That's with science. That's with everything. Some concepts you'll understand easily and some will be harder. But either way, when things get tough, just think to yourself, slowly, but surely, que es parecido a Rome wasn't built in a day. La Roma no se construyó en un día. All right, slowly but surely. Apréndetelo como frase hecha. All right, well, guys, we've got to keep moving along over here, so I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's famous birthday trivia.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company, creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno de cada grupo y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com. Si estás entre los que busca un buen puesto de trabajo, esto te interesa. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional Vaughan y aprovecha tu tiempo para alcanzar un nivel de inglés que te ayude a encontrar ese puesto de trabajo que quieres. Más de 1000 horas de inglés intensivo, inmersiones en entornos 100% angloparlantes, prácticas y nuestros profesores Vaughan que marcan la diferencia. Apúntate. Llama al 91-133-5833.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Right, folks, that's right, that happy music over there makes you feel like you're on the island somewhere. Eso es, no decimos Iceland, bueno, sí, si queremos decir Islandia, pero si no, es island that we looked at yesterday with Lola on the show. All right, well, let's take a look. We've got today's famous birthday trivia. A couple comments over here. Carolina says, LOL, laugh out loud, I can't stop laughing. Dances with groundhogs? Ha, 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 ha. Hey, yeah, every time I think of Kevin Costner, I think of that movie. Dances with Wolves, right? Let's see. Mr. House says, slowly but surely. Could it be translated as despacito y buena letra? No idea. No idea, Mr. House. Yeah. I don't know that Spanish expression. So a lot of times when you guys ask me those questions, ¿y esto es igual que tal en español? Sometimes I know what you're talking about and sometimes, I have no idea. Cause I have an almost native Spanish level. Pero no me las sé todas, eh? I don't know all your expressions. I'm learning new ones every day, which is wonderful. I'm excited about that. All right, well, here we go, folks. It's today's famous birthday trivia. I'm going to tell you three people who are celebrating a birthday today, and I want you guys to tell me who these people are. Are you ready? Okay. The first person was born in 1934. 1934. He was... ¿Qué significa si digo was en vez de is? Ya no está, ¿no? Entonces, todo en pasado ahora, right? He was a Canadian singer and songwriter. But before he was a singer-songwriter, he was a poet. Canadian, no Canadian, Canadian. And, well, he also painted as well, wrote novels. And, well, his music is very, very unique. Let's put it that way. He's got his own sound, and he's won so many awards, the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's also, he won in 2011 the Prince of Asturias Award for Literature, right? So, some people compare him to Bob Dylan, you know, the Canadian Bob Dylan, but they're, you know, and they were friends, in fact. They became friends. They even shared ideas together, and Bob Dylan played Hallelujah, Hallelujah, so which is probably his most famous song. Now, he's got a lot of other songs as well, but I think his most famous one is that. And, well, again, this guy is like a legend. You know, they put him up there with Bob Dylan and Paul Simon, some of the greatest singer-songwriters. But this guy has been at it his whole life. You know, when he was a little kid, he was already, playing music. He was already interested in music. He was writing poetry. And for those of you who were upset that Bob Dylan won the Pulitzer Prize, well, what is songwriting? What are you writing? Words. What is writing a book? Words, right? The only problem is when you're writing a song, they have to kind of rhyme. They have to kind of fit. Tienen que encajar en una estructura. In a book, you can say, bueno, voy a hacer estas tres sílabas más. In a song, you can't do that. Unless you want to rewrite the song. So those of you say, oh, yeah, songwriting is not writing. Really? Okay. I understand some, you know, the baby, 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 But some songwriting is amazing. And this one has even got biblical references. And his songs are about a lot. He explores a lot of different
things in his songs, from politics to religion, isolation, sexuality, relationships. And if you don't know who it is now, you're not going to know. Number two, this guy was born in 1950, an American actor, comedian, and producer. He first came to prominence on SNL, Saturday Night Live. And, well, he did so much after that as well. And, well, maybe you'll recognize some of his movies. He was starring in so many films in the 80s, even into the 90s as well. Caddyshack, Que Va Sobre Golf, Stripes, Tootsie, Ghostbusters, Scrooged, Los Fantasmas Atacan al Jefe, I think, Scrooged, Ghostbusters 2, What About Bob, Groundhog Day. If you don't know who he is now, you're never going to know who he is. He's known for his deadpan delivery. Now, what is this? Deadpan delivery. Now, to deliver is como tú dices tus frases en la, como actor. Your delivery, how you deliver your lines. And deadpan is como poker face. Like, yeah, but you know, algo le puede, like, remember in Ghostbusters? He finds out that Zool is his girlfriend is a wild dog, a rabid dog thing. And he's just like, oh, man, I need a new girlfriend. So he always kind of, he never plays the extremity of this situation. And I think that's his secret. He's just got this calmness, this irony about him in all of his roles. And then, he kind of disappeared from the public eye for a while. In fact, he doesn't live in Hollywood. He lives away from Hollywood. He wants a more private life. But then he came out of the woodwork in 2003 with Lost in the Translation, which was an amazing movie, Sofia Coppola, and just blew everybody's mind. Todo el mundo dijo, he's back, right? He's back. So there we go, amigos. Deadpan, como sin reaccionar, sin feeling, sin emoción. And, he doesn't even have an agent, supposedly. He uses a landline with an answering machine. He says, well, if I call them, I call them back. If not, well, whatever. So he's one of these guys who said, you come find me. He says this. He goes, if you can find me, then you can write a good script. But if you can't find me, I doubt you can write a good script. O sea, que eres vago. Si no me puedes encontrar, ¿cómo vas a escribir tú un guión bueno? So he's saying writing a good script is a lot harder than finding someone, than locating someone. So I guess he's done so much. He's kind of like, okay, I'm over it. No quiero más de eso, de estar en público. But hey, that's the life he chose. That's what happens when you're a Hollywood actor. All right. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, one of our listeners, somebody who listens to the show, he's a football player, a Spanish football player, and he plays, well, Spanish, born here in Madrid to a Nigerian father and a Spanish mother. Nacho's like, yo sé quién es. Pues nos escucha, así que un saludo a nuestro colega who plays for the Bolton Wanderers out in England. And, we want to wish him a happy birthday. If he's listening right now, he might be at practice, pues quizás está en una práctica ahora en una sesión de entrenamiento, but happy birthday to you, buddy. Our third famous birthday. As I said, a wonderful young, es jovencito también con lo que le queda. He used to play for the Real Madrid youth teams, jugaba para los equipos Real Madrid, the B, the C teams, and Real Madrid Castilla as well. And then, he went off in 2015. 2012, he went over to the English league, the Bolton Wanderers, and he made his debut. That was on September 12th, 2015. So very recently, up and coming, por venir, and he's wonderful, great, great player, and is somebody who's learned in English with us, with you guys, here on Vaughn Radio, on the show with no name. All right, let's see if you guys know today's famous birthdays on Twitter. All right, number one, my amigos. Number one, Leonard Cohen. Number two, Bill Murray. And number three, Derek Osede, or as they call him, Derek. All right, guys, that's our show for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.